Not only that, only they talked after the debate, but they even acted upon it. When Imam Abu Hanifa went back to Iraq, he sent his son Hammad to study under Imam Malik and to learn Al-Muwatta, the book that was authored by Imam Malik. So you can see how many things happened after this meeting. And again, if they never met, this whole thing would have never happened, and maybe they died hating each other. After they met, again, that settled a lot of the differences between them. So Hammad, the son of Abu Hanifa, goes to Imam Malik and learns at his school. Imam Malik requests all the booklets, and we said this before, Imam Abu Hanifa never made a book. If someone comes to you and tells you this is a book authored by Imam Abu Hanifa, this is a lie. Imam Abu Hanifa never made a book himself. There are some books that talk about him. Some books talk about his school, made by his students or their students or the people who came after them. But Imam Abu Hanifa himself never, he had some booklets, only the masail that they used to discuss. They used to write it down on small booklets, something like, but not a whole book that made by him. Imam Malik asked for these to learn the fiqh of Imam Abu Hanifa. Not only that, one of the great big students of Imam Abu Hanifa, his name was Muhammad ibn al-Hasan. He started a halaqa at his own house to teach Imam Malik's school and Imam Malik's opinion. And so the student of Abu Hanifa is teaching Imam Malik's fiqh to the people of Iraq. And they say whenever he starts his class, it was at home, his home will be filled with people, even to the street. So again, you see, small discussion made a big difference for both imams. And of course, for us, we got way more knowledge. This way, the beauty of Islam, having difference of opinions. And of course, at the end of the day, we love one another as brothers in Islam, inshallah.